It is 8:38 on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Mornings. We're looking at 60 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We always love to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app. Download that app today. You can take us everywhere that you go. If you're watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live, good morning to you there. We're excited because once a month, we're going to check in this day and time with our friends from the city of York. And we just so happen to have the brand new city manager for the city of York. We have Dalton Pierce joining us. Good morning to you, Dalton.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you've set the bar extremely high. How do we top next month? So maybe you'll come back next month and the month after that. Absolutely. And everything else in between. All right. Well, it's everyone's favorite question. Dalton, tell us about yourself, but kind of do tell us a little bit about how you got to the city of York.
Yes, thank you. So I guess my nickel tour briefly is that, so grew up in Mooresville, North Carolina, went to Catawba College, played D2 football there, got an undergrad in political science, wanted to pursue town management. I knew that my sophomore year in college and, applied to get my master's, went to Valdosta State, finished that up in 2019. I was working for the town of Indian Trail at the time, which it has incurred a substantial amount of growth as well. And really applied for town manager jobs from Southern Virginia to the Panhandle of Florida. So I could have ended up anywhere. And I think God has a funny humor. He put me 5 miles outside the state line of North Carolina. So went to Blacksburg. I was there for a little over 2 years. And I felt that, you know, I had pushed the needle. I had moved it there as far as I could. And I was ready to take on some more professional opportunities and, you know, applied for a few jobs. And thankfully, the city of York and council believed in me and hired me to step into this role. So I'm very excited to be here.
Yeah, I can see why. Now, given how big those arms are, I don't want to tell you no. So you've got that going for you.
Yes.
And the council as well.
Yes.
So you played D2 football.
Yes, sir.
Built like a football player for sure. So yes. We were just talking about sports a minute ago and the Carolina Panthers. I assume you're a Carolina Panthers fan.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. It. So all eyes and ears are going to be on who they're going to hire.
Absolutely.
As their coach. Do you want to weigh in on that?
Yes, I definitely am a big proponent of Sean Payton. I would love to see him there at Carolina, so hopefully with fingers crossed. And if Tom Brady comes, that would just be icing on the cake. I told Becky, my fiance, she's a huge Tom Brady fan, so I guess I'd have to invest in some season tickets.
Well, the city of York has spoken.
Yeah. So, hey, everyone listens to this show on the free WRHI app for sure.
Yes.
So, Dalton, you got interested in government being a sophomore in college. Mm-hmm. Most folks that we've interact with that are in government, usually that bug bites them usually in high school when they're involved in like student council or other leadership positions.
Right.
Was there anything specific that bit you in college that you were like, wow, it wasn't on my radar, but now it is?
Well, I think it was about, you know, when I decided to move in that direction, you know, I found out what a city manager, county manager is, you know. I thought most, you know, positions were elected and some forms of government they can't be. But, you know, I was like, man, that would be pretty awesome to be, you know, a CEO of a municipality. But also at the same point in time, I knew early on I wanted job security. And, you know, I know this job, you know, I have a contract and everything and it's based on performance. But, you know, just want to have something like that. But, you know, to be honest with you, when I stepped into the role in Blacksburg, you know, it was basically still at the height of COVID. Everything was new to me. There was a learning curve with South Carolina local government, which, you know, is a little different than North Carolina. But, you know, paired with that, being able to take Blacksburg and that community and the limited resources and take it and turn it upside down and put it in a direction in which it can prosper, which it is, you know, set to blow like a powder keg. Mm-hmm. You know, York really, you know, caught my eye as far as that goes. And my whole career, you know, I started out at the town of Mooresville as an intern in development services on the engineering side. So you're talking at that time 35, 40,000 people. So I've gone from big to small. Now I'm changed directions and starting to go back to big as far as that goes. So, but I just, you know, I have a deep passion for what I do. I'm, I guess you would say I have a very addictive nature to my profession. You know, I really enjoy it, hence why I've continued to pursue my doctorate one class away and a dissertation. So I would like to be a a practitioner and teach, but I think local government and public administration as a whole is at a tipping point when there can be some strong innovation, efficiency, and effectiveness, and just get very creative. And, you know, who knows? Sky's the limit in that regard.
Well, as we often say, and one of our lawmakers have said this, most of the laws we live by are passed at the local and state level. I know we get so caught up what's happening nationally with politics, and it divides us in every aspect of our lives. But where people should really feel their passion and know what's going on are at the city council meetings in York, in the school board meetings in York, because those are where decisions really impact a lot of families here. Nothing really too much that the president or certain politicians do from another state. You know, they just get the one-click headlines. This is what impacts them day to day. So that being said, I know in York, if I'm not mistaken, there's currently a moratorium on new homes being built. Where are we on that? Because a moratorium just means a pause while you all do the work behind the scenes.
Yes, sir. So, you know, we have a, you know, we have a few approved subdivisions. We had some that were proposed, but still working through that. We do have some more that are coming to the table. But with that moratorium, the planning department and planning commission have been actually meeting twice a month since that moratorium was passed to address this, working with the Catawba Council of Governments regarding trying to update the comprehensive planning goals, because as we all well know, the growth there that York is incurring, you can't go with the goals that were established in 2019. They need to be modified. But a lot of people don't know, a comprehensive plan is a guide and a mechanism of accountability for all those a part of the organization and communities or community commissions like planning and zoning and everything to guide that growth. So it's a very democratic process, but having that whole buy-in and understanding what resources and how strategic planning needs to come into effect. So
that moratorium is still going on. Is there an end date right now, or when do you all plan to revisit that?
Right now, the end date is in March. I believe it started in October. So, you know, we're going to see where we're at. It might have to be extended a little further, but we'll have that discussion probably with council towards the end of February, beginning of March.
And by doing this with the moratorium real quick too, though builders might get somewhat frustrated, some builders say they like that because then when they get ready to build, all their questions will be answered instead of them starting a project and then having to wait on this arm to talk to that leg and that leg to talk to that set of ears, right? I mean, that's always been the slow process of government that frustrates people. So it seems like behind the scenes, you're all trying to do all that work. So if somebody comes forward with a plan, they know how many homes they can build, where they can build, is there water and sewer and everything else along those lines?
Right. And I think ultimately these goals and this moratorium provides the city the opportunity not to be reactive but responsive.
I like that. We always say we need to get ahead of that. You never want to be reactive, but you want to stay proactive. So, of course, the city of York is a part of York County, which is a huge growing county. And York has come a long way in the last 20 years. What attracted you to the city of York, and what are some other things that kind of are your on your agenda to get done?
Right. So, you know, I'm big on infrastructure. You know, I like the full service municipalities as far as that goes. You know, when I was in Mooresville, full service, water, sewer, everything. When I was in Indian Trail, didn't do water and sewer, did stormwater, which is on the horizon there in York. So I thought I could bring that experience to help initiate and begin the talks and getting that enterprise going. But it was just the work. There's a lot of work out there, whether it's the growth externally coming to the community and internally. You know, we've been fortunate enough to receive some money through the state budget regarding, you know, infrastructure, wastewater treatment plant expansion, water line upgrades and rehabs, you know, just things that maybe weren't on a, you know, list of CIP, but now we understand that in our day-to-day operations, we have to be more efficient. We have to recognize and take care of these. But thankfully, through the state and also through some great budgeting and financial management, we're able to move forward on these. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, you know, I'm big. I've spoken with my staff. I'm new school with old school values, but my main thing is return on investment. I will preach ROI all day long, and, you know, I don't believe that all facets of government should be run like a business. But in layman's terms, new public service and new public management, you have those integrated business administration principles, which are going to carry you forward. So
you mentioned Dalton, and we're speaking with Dalton Pierce. He's the new city manager for the city of York. Been on the job for, what, a couple of weeks now, starting January the 3rd.
So 3 weeks.
We talked about stormwater, wastewater stuff. You know, those projects, to the average person, they're not really too exciting, right? Like you don't see them sometimes, but you know that there's a problem with them when you have a problem, right? When there's a backup everywhere.
Right.
So that's trying to bring those lines more up to date and expand them. And by doing that, that allows what, for more growth to come?
More growth, but, you know, to allow us to, one, you know, recently, well, not recently, you have the lead and copper rule that's been passed down by the EPA. So having to identify lines where we need to replace them as far as that goes, especially with water quality, that's a big deal. I mean, distribution is important, but water quality, I mean, it's potable water, need to make sure you're being compliant with all those regulations passed down. But ultimately, you know, not everything lasts for forever. And, you know, you got to get in a cycle and get a plan together and be able to be very methodical, but maximize the resources in which you either cultivate, can grab, or just have to be savvy with it.
And you don't want to replace those when there's a major issue, because then that's not only do you have that headache, then you got the financial part, and then you're customers, the residents are like, well, why didn't you take care of this earlier? So, you know, it is kind of like the dog chasing his tail a little bit. Well, Dalton, it's great to get to know you. We look forward to seeing more of what you're doing there as the new city manager for York, and we appreciate you swinging by the microphones here on Palmetto Mornings.
Absolutely. Yeah. I greatly appreciate it, and I just want to give a shout out to everybody at City Hall, York Police Department, Fire Department, Rec Department, Wastewater, Water, you know, all those guys. It wouldn't be possible to be able to get in this role and fulfill the mission and vision of City Council if it wasn't for some great professionals I have there at the city.
Fantastic. Great.